Real Rock 103.9 The Bear. I'm Jenna Jacobs on the Bear Lines with me. I am honored to say we have Mr. Aaron Lewis. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we are wonderful. You are coming to Club Fever this coming Wednesday, May 22nd, part of the Jägermeister Tour. We're really pumped that you're coming.
Well, I'm excited I'm coming too.
Your first solo EP, Town Line, that came out in 2011. And then a few months later, your self-titled Stained record was released. I'm a huge Stained fan, so it was kind of cool to see you come out with your own solo stuff. So how did you handle writing and promoting both records?
Well, let's just say I did it. I did it. I made it through doing it. I don't know whether they both suffered because I was trying to do both. Or what the deal was, but I did it.
I think that they're both outstanding. I got Stay in the Day It Came Out and also The Road. And I was kind of bummed that Vicious Circles didn't make it on The Road. What happened there?
It's on Town Line. You know, that's something that happened a lot in Nashville that I never really quite understood. It's recorded already. If you want Vicious Circles, go get Town
right.
Line. I've never understood that.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, there was talk in the beginnings of finishing the first record and releasing it as a whole record, but then it turned into Town Line. When I went into the studio, the process was wrote another 5 or 6 songs, put them onto the end of Town Line, and re-released it as a full record. And instead, I ended up 10 new songs and released a whole new record.
Now, how the heck did that happen? Because I know Stain came out in 2011, the self-titled one, and then it seems like back-to-back, I mean, it was Town Line, Stain, The Road, everything is just coming out at once. Were you recording everything at once? Or how did...
No, I recorded The Road in about a 30-hour window that was broken up into 4-hour increments because that's how session musicians in Nashville work. So I was out on tour with Stained at the time.
Wow.
And that's why you can hear multiple textures of my voice on the record, The Road.
Okay.
Because it depended on how far into the Stained tour I was and how beat up my vocals. Songs like Dateline, where my voice sounds a little rougher around the edges.
Yeah.
It's because it's a little rougher around the edges.
Because okay.
I was out on a full-blown, you know, regular Stained tour, and which, you know, we were playing. We'd play 3 or 4 shows in a row, and instead of taking a day off, on the 5th day, I would fly into Nashville as early as I could get there and
wow.
do 4 hours in the studio and fly back to wherever we were playing next or wherever I had to be next. And I did that 7 or 8 times throughout the Stained tour that we were on.
Wow.
And that was it. That was the whole record. The writing process, everything. Most of those songs weren't even songs yet. Like, the whole process of writing and recording a song was about 20 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
I was completely inspired. And compare that to the 6-month process and the loss of a band member for the last Stained record.
Right.
So, you know, I think it was time for me to make a little bit of a change for a little bit. And Stained is still Stained. But Mike is off doing the Jason Newsted project.
Right.
And, you know, I'm doing this. And down the road, our paths will come back together again. And another Stained record will come out.
I've seen you once before. I think I saw you in Ohio at one point. That was before you were doing smaller cities. And I gotta tell you, I was very impressed because I don't really venture down the countryside, but I mean, you had me in awe the entire time. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you. That's a big compliment.
Absolutely. I just have an appreciation for music, and your voice is so genuine and your lyrics are so true that I feel like if someone is a Stained fan, they should go see your solo stuff because it's still you. This is like your first record that you really let fans into your childhood because...
In a different manner. I've let the fans into a lot of my childhood in a much darker,
yeah.
you know, much more tortured place
yeah.
than just the outward story.
Like, I learned so much about you, I feel, in The Road with Endless Summer. I mean, I had no idea that you had 3 daughters until I heard that song. I was like, what? Really? And then I read the inside of the album. I'm like, wow, he sure does have 3 daughters. Granddaddy's Gun. It's just another side of you and another story that I feel we wouldn't get without listening to this record.
Well, you couldn't have brought a song like Endless Summer to the table for Stain. That wouldn't have worked.
Right.
I could have brought Forever to the table. Forever could have been turned into a Stain song, probably.
Yeah.
You know, a more It's Been a While type, you know, soft in the verses, kicking in the choruses.
Right.
Type of thing.
Absolutely.
But you know, most of the songs that are on that record couldn't have been the same songs.
A song like Anywhere But Here, I feel like that could have definitely, in a way, crossed over to Stained as well. Did you write that while you were on tour with them?
I wrote that song years and years and years ago.
Wow.
I wrote that, I wrote that song in 07 while sitting in a parking lot in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, at the mall. At that moment in time, sitting in that mall parking lot, for the love of God, I would have wished to have been anywhere but there.
I love hearing stories about where your inspiration was and where you were writing that song. Like, were you in a parking lot? Were you in the restroom writing Country Boy, you know? So speaking of Country Boy, that was the first track off your EP. We started spinning it here at the Bear, and requests were off the hook. I actually just played that earlier today in the show. So was it your intention for Country Boy to kind of become a genre crossover song in a way?
No, but I'll tell you what, as the first country song that I ever attempted to write, it ended up getting played on more rock stations than it did country stations.
No doubt, really.
And there were actually rock stations that, come the end of the year, it was their number one most requested song of the year.
Yeah, as soon as we added that, I couldn't believe the amount of phone calls that we got for Country Boy. I feel the lyrics are just so genuine. And you played that during a few Stain shows that I saw, too. And the crowd reaction was just insane.
Yep.
Like, the same man who's singing Mud Shovel can deliver songs like Country Boy and Forever and Endless Circles, for gosh sake. So that's just outstanding. I mean, I know you said when you were recording how some songs have that grunge to it because of when you were on tour and everything. Do your producers get upset with you? Do they tell you to, hey, take it easy?
I mean, you pick up on the fact as the listener and as me talking to you personally right now, but you picked up on all of that because it's real. Because I didn't go back afterwards when my voice was feeling better after I had been off tour and fix everything.
Yeah.
Because I didn't do everything 10 takes for them to find the most perfect take because I didn't have it in me. There was days where I showed up at the studio to go through the motions, but told everybody before I even started that probably everything that I was going to do that day wasn't going to be usable. There are tracks on that record that are those exact tracks because my voice was cut out from screaming for four nights in a row,
right. Possibly
five nights in a row with Stains.
Well, you know what? Now knowing all of that, I'm going to go back and listen to that record from beginning to finish, knowing that, and see if I can point out other sides too. And now it really just hits home even more.
And again, those songs were getting written and recorded as fast as I could write them. Like, I would go into everybody be hanging out in the control room, which is where the big mixing board is.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, me and Ben would duck off into the other room. 5 minutes later, I'd come back with a chord progression and a hummed melody idea. And I'd play it for all the guys in the room while I was playing it. The drummer would write it all down in Nashville numbers and chart it out. And we would go in and we would record the song in one take. Bang. It was
Wow. The
first time any of us tried to play it. It was the second time I played it. And we just recorded it. Done. And yeah, you know, those guys are so good that run through it one time, boom, punched, done, move on. That was how fast this record was going.
Man.
So that's why it feels and seems real, because it couldn't be any more real.
Man, I'm stressed out thinking about it.
I wasn't even taking the time to think about anything. It was just go.
You're so busy. How do you have the chance to hunt? Do you?
While I'm on tour.
While
I'm on
tour,
I have to make sure that October and November every year that I'm out on tour and my tour is scheduled in a way that delivers me to the places that I want to go.
I love it. Again, Mr. Aaron Lewis on the Bear Lines, thank you so much for checking in with us. You truly are a master of your craft, and I really do mean that as a professional and also a true fan. So thank you so much for doing what you do, man. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Appreciate you listening.
Absolutely. Aaron Lewis, again, part of the Jägermeister Tour, coming to Club Fever this Wednesday, May 22nd.